Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 93. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows dip down to about 52. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. A blend of clouds and sun and dry Friday and Saturday. Upper 50s Friday. Upper 60s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 80.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The KBI arrests an 18-year-old in connection with a deadly shooting in McPherson County. Daniel Hawkinson was arrested in the shooting death of 19-year-old Joshua Soden. This happened in late January near Inman. Investigators say it happened after an argument at a house party. And a bill banning illegal immigrants from receiving state benefits is on its way to Governor Kelly's desk. On Tuesday, the Kansas Senate approved Senate Bill 254. It had already passed the House. Counties could soon skip a traditional bidding process on smaller construction processes. The Kansas legislature has passed House Bill 2571. Governor Laura Kelly has not yet signed that bill into law. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton. 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A unique international trade mission is highlighting the growing role of women in agriculture. The Kansas Department of Agriculture, in partnership with New Mexico, recently hosted an all-women delegation of cattle producers from Chihuahua, Mexico. The group spent time in both states exploring U.S. beef cattle genetics, building industry connections, and identifying potential suppliers. The delegation, representing Mujeres Ganaderas de Mexico, traveled in early March and took part in ranch tours, bull sales, and meetings with industry leaders. In Kansas, stops included Jensen Ranch, Fink Beef Genetics, and Downey Ranch, along with events at Kansas State University. Discussions focused on breeding programs, herd performance, and export opportunities, with some participants beginning follow-up conversations about future purchases. The mission comes during the International Year of the Woman Farmer and highlights the increasing leadership role women are playing in agriculture, despite being underrepresented in global trade efforts. Officials say the experience not only strengthened international business relationships, but also created opportunities for networking and collaboration among women in the livestock industry. Kansas leaders say Mexico remains an important market for U.S. beef genetics, and efforts like this help support long-term growth for livestock producers. Governor Laura Kelly issued a statement regarding state employee pay increases, highlighting the essential work performed by state employees throughout the year. She noted their roles in maintaining roads during winter, responding to wildfires, protecting children, supporting veterans, and ensuring public safety. The governor expressed concern that the legislature has once again delayed consideration of pay raises for state employees until the end of the budget process. While approving pay increases for lawmakers and their staff, she pointed out that the legislators approved a 93% pay increase for themselves 2 years ago, along with an additional 4% increase this year, and also approved a 10% raise for legislative staff. Governor Kelly urged lawmakers to include funding for the 2.5% pay increase for state employees that she proposed at the start of the legislative session. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas is praising a new public awareness campaign from the U.S. Department of Agriculture promoting the Voluntary Product of USA labeling standard. The label is designed to ensure that meat, poultry, and egg products bearing the designation are born, raised, harvested, and processed in the United States. Senator Marshall said American farmers and ranchers produce a safe and abundant food supply and deserve a fair marketplace that reflects their work. He said the labeling standard is a step toward greater transparency, helping consumers clearly understand where their food comes from and ensuring the label accurately represents products produced entirely in the United States. Marshall has long supported efforts to increase transparency in food labeling and strengthen policies that support American agriculture, rural economies, and consumer confidence. He also introduced legislation aimed at reinforcing accurate beef labeling standards. More information about the Product of USA label is available through the USDA. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmid is praising the passage of Senate Bill 20, known as the Kansas Consumer Prescription Protection and Accountability Act. The legislation, drafted by the Kansas Department of Insurance, creates a new regulatory framework for pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, aimed at improving fairness and transparency in prescription drug pricing. The bill passed the Kansas Senate on a 32-8 vote and the House 104-17, and now heads to the governor for consideration. Commissioner Schmidt said the measure prioritizes patients and addresses concerns about rising prescription costs, impacts on local pharmacies, and challenges facing rural communities. The bill requires that drug rebates be passed on to health plans for the benefit of patients and prohibits a practice known as spread pricing, where PBMs charge health plans more than they reimburse pharmacies. It also includes provisions to ensure pharmacies are reimbursed equally and gives the Department of Insurance additional authority to oversee PBM practices and enforce transparency. State officials say the legislation is the result of collaboration among patients, pharmacists, businesses, and lawmakers, and represents a significant step toward reforming the prescription drug system in Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Water Office have announced more than $19 million in grant funding will be awarded to 44 water-related communities and special districts across the state. The funding comes as part of the third round of programs created under Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302. The grants are designed to support water projects, provide technical assistance, and offer loan support to small communities working to improve their water systems. Governor Kelly said the state is taking steps to address critical water issues now in order to ensure a safe and reliable water supply for future generations. She added that previous rounds of funding have already made a meaningful impact, and this latest round continues progress towards meeting the needs of Kansas communities. The legislation, passed in 2023, increased funding for the State Water Plan Fund and established two new grant programs focused on technical assistance and water projects. Over the past 2 years, the programs have distributed $44 million, with an additional $19 million awarded in this latest round. Kansas Water Office Director Connie Owen said the funding helps protect both water quality and supply while strengthening community resilience. More than 280 applications were submitted for the 2026 funding cycle, requesting a total of $272 million. In the end, 44 recipients were selected, including 10 water project grants, 22 technical assistance awards, and 12 loan assistance awards. Technical assistant grant recipients include Claflin, Grinnell, McCracken, Pawnee Rock, and West Central Kansas Small Municipality Coalition in GMD1. Loan assistance recipients include Greenfield, Smith Center, and Woodston. To see the full list of funded projects, go to kwo.kansas.gov/eventsinitiatives. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service issued findings from its latest tenure, ownership, and transition of agricultural land survey. Brian Combs of the National Ag Statistics Service says landowners rented out a lot of land to farmers for growing crops.
The total survey provides comprehensive data on the financial and demographic aspects of agricultural land ownership. We last conducted this survey in 2014, and it's basically gathering information on both operating landlords and non-operating landlords. Those landlords collectively rented out 350 million acres of farmland. There were over 2 million landlords who leased agricultural land to farmers. This is a slight increase from 2014.
Combs said that debt rose for landowners participating in the survey during the past decade.
Of the 348 million acres of land rented, over 85% of that is concentrated in the Plains, the West, and the Midwest region. And roughly 60% of the land rented out is cropland. If we look at who is renting out that land, there are over 1.1 million non-operating landlords. And we compare that to 260,000 operating landlords. Those non-operating landlords have asset values that total $1.7 trillion, which is a 47% increase from 2014.
And Combs said that debt rose for landowners participating in the survey during the past decade. That is Brian Combs, Chief of Environmental Economics and Demographics Branch at the National Agricultural Statistics Service. And of course, later today, we'll get the latest 6 to 10 day weather outlook from the National Weather Service. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives, visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see a hot one ahead for the entire state for this afternoon. As a warm front pushes through the region, we're looking at highs getting up into the 90s across most of the state. A few areas getting into the upper 80s for the extreme northwestern and the southeastern portions. It looks like normally the entire state should see highs right around about the mid to lower 60s instead. So quite a bit above average for this time of the year. It also looks like we can expect to see mostly sunny skies across the state for this afternoon as well. Tonight, overnight lows drop into the 60s for the eastern half of the state, 50s for the western half, and it also looks like we can expect to see partly cloudy skies through the overnight hours. As we get to Thursday, it looks like still a fairly hot one for most, although a cold front begins to start to dip through the northwestern and extreme north central portions of the state from the north, so those areas looking at temperatures still well above average for this time of the year, mid to upper 70s expected, getting into the 80s just below that, and it looks like still primarily in the 90s for the southern half of the state for your day on Thursday. A little bit of a mixture of clouds and sunshine for the extreme northern portions of the state for the morning hours, otherwise sunny or becoming mostly sunny across the state tomorrow. By Friday, it looks like that cold front pushes through the region. Temperatures drop into the 50s primarily, so even below average for this time of the year. A few areas in the lower 60s for the south central and southeastern portions of the state. That's still going to be slightly below average, as those areas should see highs in the mid 60s. As that cold front fully pushes through the region, it looks like mostly cloudy skies to start off the day, but then becoming mostly sunny across the state as we get through the afternoon hours. And also just a slight chance for rain showers in the early morning hours for the southeastern portions of the state. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the breeding stock, here's six black buck white face heifers. They're heavy springers. They're bred black. They weigh 1,000 to 1,050. In the calves and feeders, here's 72 red Angus heifers, longtime weaned, spring and fall shots at 450 to 600. Here's 64, be a load of them. There'd be 80% black heifers at 800. We'll have our usual try to run away cows and bulls. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Now remember, on Monday, March 30th at 1 o'clock, Norton Livestock Market will host the Renner Charlet Production Sale, featuring 37 spring yearling bulls, 7 fall 18-month-old bulls, and 18 females. Hope to see you at these auctions. Thank you.